Take a couple of moments to set up a sitting position. So find a chair that's upright and bring your feet to the floor. And it's useful sometimes to have a little cushion under your backside to raise the pelvis a little higher so that you don't slump down into the chair. And let the posture be upright and gentle. And take a breath. Let the hands rest one on the other in your lap, or resting gently on the thighs. Let the muscles around the eyes be soft, and the eyes come to close. And just gently scan your attention through from your head, the crown of your head. Just see if there's any tension or holding there, and letting the attention start to drop down through the skull and the ears and the muscles of the face. Breathing in and breathing out. Letting the jaw relax. We can often hold a lot of tension in our jaw. Breathing in and breathing out with the jaw, allowing it to settle, to arrive, so that we include more and more of our body in this short sitting practice. And scan the attention now through the neck and the shoulders, just breathing very softly with any tension you might find in the shoulders. And coming down through the two upper arms and the chest and back. This time breathing in and out with your torso. And breathing out. Arriving more and more fully into your body. And then letting the attention drop into the pelvis and the hips. Really establishing your seat, that you're really clearly taking your seat. And breathing out into the thighs and the lower legs to the feet. So that as much as possible your posture is firmly established in the present moment, right here and now. Someone once asked the Buddha, "Why are your monks and nuns so radiant?" And he said, "My monks and nuns are radiant because they do not dwell in the past and they do not hanker for the future. Those who dwell in the past and hanker for the future dry up and wither, like green reeds cut down in the sun." So in this practice, we're invited to get here. First, we need to really get here into this moment. Often our mind is not trained to be here. We're trained to think about what happened or where we're going next. So first, we practice to arrive more and more fully here, because this is where the lifeblood of our vitality is, and the lifeblood of going deeper, being able to unhook from the way we can dwell in a world that is not here, in our minds. So breathing in and breathing out. Let yourself feel your seat as we begin this practice together. So begin by settling in to right where you are, starting to notice the sounds that come to awareness right here and now. Be the sound of my voice, maybe the sounds in the background here, maybe the sounds in your room or other people in your house, or the traffic outside, or the birds in the trees. Or maybe it's very quiet, but there's the sense of listening to the silent hum. And just notice as you sit and breathe with the sounds coming into awareness that they can simply arise and be known. And maybe you can hear that traffic in the background here. That the sound can simply arise and be known without you having to do anything with it. Breathing with the sounds, and in the same way noticing that your breathing too, your body breathing, is also simply just happening. Your body is breathing in and your body is breathing out. And you can simply know it directly. So letting the experience of breathing start to register in awareness. It's quite a subtle thing to pay attention to, that your body breathes in. And you might feel the body expand a little bit. It may rise a little bit, the chest may rise, the belly might expand. And the breath reaches its peak of in-breathing and starts to drop back. And you can be right there for this process. As the breath dies back, the body contracts a little bit, and the breath leaves the body. And right to that pause at the end of the out-breath. Let's just follow for a couple of rounds of breathing, how it is to really bring your attention to receive this experience. This is how we begin to train the mind to arrive and get here. So letting your body breathe in and being present for the body as it breathes out. Breathing in and knowing that you're breathing in and breathing out, knowing directly that you're breathing out. And follow for a couple more full cycles of the breathing as the breath and the body inspires, the in-breath of inspiration. And the body expires, the breath of expiration. And notice the space at the end of the out-breath. And when your mind wanders, which it will do, your work is to simply notice that, to recognize, oh, I got lost here. And in that discernment that you've been wandering in the realms of thinking about past or future, or even thinking about the present, in that moment you can unhook, breathe out, and come back to the body breathing, this simple, very ordinary experience of a human body breathing in and breathing out. seeing if you can stay with one full cycle of this tide of the breath as it comes in, as it goes out, and as the tide of the breathing goes out, there's a little pause at the end of the out breath you might notice. So in this practice, as we begin, we're training the capacity to bring attention to right here and now with the body breathing. We're not training the breath. We're not trying to have a right breath or the best breath or a spiritual breath or a long breath or a deep breath. We're training that capacity to attend simply to what is here, just as it is. This way we start to gather the mind, gather it to one place, rather than it being very fragmented here and there, jumping from thought to thought. And it's okay if you think. The mind does that. But as we begin this practice, when you notice you're lost in thinking, to really clearly see that and unhook. Unhook, breathe out and recognize you're already back. Nothing else you have to do, just to settle back and receive this in-breath and be present, steady with this out-breath as the breath leaves the body. No need to judge or analyze when you notice your mind is wandering. This practice isn't one of analyzing where my mind is or how come it got there. This practice is very specifically the training and the way we start to and can learn to attend to experience, attend to breath to start with. Attend to body, to sensation, to pleasure, to pain, to neutral experience, to feelings, to mind states, to sounds. Eventually we can open up and learn to attend to experience in such a way that our relationship to it transforms. That we can learn how to unhook from where we are, can be very entangled with the experiences of our body and mind, and where we can start to see it as it is. And this is a process, the process of learning the practice of insight meditation, is one that will take us through this over time as we first learn to settle, and then we learn to apply and investigate experience in a very new way. This is the offering of insight meditation, such that it leads us to understand the pathways, the inner pathways that lead to more suffering, and the pathways that lead to more happiness. Not based on our ideas about what that should be, but through direct knowledge, through wisdom. And this is what makes this practice one that can really deeply transform the human heart and mind. Let's spend the last little portion of the sitting just very simply dedicating to training the mind to attend to just this moment, just one moment at a time. breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in, and breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out.